Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
It was a heartfelt and fitting tribute to the Patriots' longest tenured employee. Equipment manager Don Brosher lost his battle with leukemia on New Year's Day. And on Saturday at Gillette Stadium, Patriots owner Robert Kraft, head coach Bill Belichick, Patriots players and staff past and present, joined Brosher's wife Laurie, family and friends, for a memorial service in Brosher's honor. The 60-year-old Massachusetts native was entering his 19th season as equipment manager and 41st season on the team staff when he was diagnosed with leukemia last June.
Of all the equipment managers in the history of the league, he took care of thousands of players, 11 of our 14 coaches, and all four owners. So he was truly a special guy, and most important, he was someone that everybody liked, whether it was ownership, players, people cutting the grass. Family should be very proud of the way he represented you and the way he did his job with great integrity. And if you want to try to create a championship organization, it's about having people like Donnie Brosher in your system.
He was like a guy that if you had a problem with the staff, that you go talk to Brosh because he's going to help you out. He's going to give you good advice. And he did. I mean, he really knew what he was talking about. He was on it. He gave me some of the best advice I've ever had in my life. And I'm thankful to that.
First of all, I would like to thank the Kraft family and the entire Patriot organization for what you have done for me this entire week. I never knew Donnie was such a celebrity. It's unbelievable. And we are going to have a Bud Light and Buffalo Wings in his honor. Thank you.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.